The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Zacchaeus sat down on the grass without a word. "You know, it's crass to sit with beggars on the ground," the old man said. "You might be found. Your clients might come by and think you've lost your job. They'd sing and drink to that, you know. You'd take some raps for sitting here. You care?" "Perhaps. How did you know that it was me?" "You smell like money, Zach." "I see with this," he pointed to his nose. "Everybody smells that goes to Jericho. I mean, you tell the kind of person by smell, right? Levites have a smell, and priests, and prostitutes, and all the beasts that ramble by my bed. It's true, and tax collectors too, like you, all have a smell. It's money, Zach, and nothing more. I smell the lack of everything but gold, the scent of wealth and nothing you were meant to be. Your poverty, old man, has made you bold. Nobody can berate a publican like that who's got a dime to lose. I've got the power to dip in any pot I please. And when your hand comes up, it comes up empty. And you sup alone and find your only friend a beggar at the north end of Jericho. It's been a long time, friend. Your voice is not so strong as it was then. How come you're low? For being blind, old man, you know an awful lot. I'm low because I'm damned, that's all. I know the laws of God. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet anything. I felt once, maybe twice in all my days, a moment free from greed. It pays, I said, it pays. When people scrape and bow before this Roman cape. I always wanted to be tall. Instead, I make the others fall. If I cannot look down, you see, then they will all look up to me. And did it work, Zacchaeus? Tell me, did it work? I'm sure they fell. Do you feel tall? I said I'm doomed, I'm lost. The whole damned city's groomed for hell just like before. The curse of Joshua still lingers worse above the plains of Jericho than when he spoke it as a foe after the walls came tumbling down. Cursed be the man who builds this town, he said, who rises up and lays foundations in this place, will raise a tombstone for his sons. And so it came 9 centuries ago, a man named Hiel from Bethel built the fallen Jericho and spilt the blood of Abiram, his son. And I don't think the curse is done, do you, old Bartimaeus? Fears, blind, poor, a beggar 50 years, you're jinxed, old man, like me. You come from Jericho, a hopeless bum. Our mothers had a cursed womb. They bore us to a living tomb. Yours is the dark as night can be, and mine that all look down on me. The beggar thought a while, then said, I think if you would lift your head and look to God beyond the height of other men, there would be light beyond the tomb of your own greed. And God would take away the need you feel to stand above the rest and pardon all that you've confessed. There is more hope, Zacchaeus, than you know. The Son of David can destroy the curse of Jericho. Zacchaeus smirked. So God's no foe to me. You think he'd set me free? I'll believe that when you can see. Perhaps the God who heals the blind could make this callous miser kind. Just then, Zacchaeus heard a crowd approaching from the north. It's loud, the beggar said. Must be someone important. You'd better run and find some other company to keep besides the likes of me. Farewell, Zacchaeus. Don't forget, beyond the height of men, to set your gaze on God. He'll take the greed, and then with that, he'll take the need to be what you are not. And so Zacchaeus ran to Jericho and waited for the crowd inside the city gate. He sought to hide himself at first, but couldn't see. And so Zacchaeus climbed a tree. And as he hunched down on a limb, he thought, what sort of stupid whim is this? a wealthy publican with Roman power, a gentleman with balconies where I can stand alone and look down on the grand array of garden pools, and here I sit up in a tree. I fear my mind is getting weak. I spend the morning with the blind, a friend 1 minute to the beggar poor, and then perched in a sycamore just like a boy on holiday who thinks the king is on the way. His thought was interrupted by the noise around the gate. But why, he wondered, did his heart beat like on a day of siege and strike the muscles of his chest and take away his breath and make him shake? Then suddenly, the man stepped through the gate. Zacchaeus gasped, leaned to, and almost lost his grip. For there stood Bartimaeus. Same white hair, same wrinkled face, same smile, but no more cedar cane. No one to show him where to go. The other man beside him watched the beggar scan the crowd. Then Bartimaeus spied him in the sycamore beside the road. He touched the stranger's hand and pointed, just as they had planned. Zacchaeus saw them come and heard the stranger say, "I have a word here from your friend that if he came along, you would receive my name and let me eat with you tonight. My name is Jesus. Is that right?" Zacchaeus jumped down to the road. He felt as if an ancient load was lifted from his soul. The curse of Jericho destroyed. The purse of avarice turned upside down. He ran before them through the town just like a happy child. He spread before them all his food and said, "If Bartimaeus now can see, I know there's power enough for me to give my money to the poor and rest, that I can be more sure of love and hope than if I built 1,000 barns and bore the guilt of greed. And I give back fourfold the crooked debts I owe. My gold henceforth, Lord Jesus, is not mine, but shall be all my days a sign that God bent down when I was low and came to me in Jericho." To which the Lord replied, "Today I put salvation on display. The blind can see, the cursed are free. Now be what you were made to be. And so let candle 3 exhort and burn its way from tall to short. Give all the brightness that we need, consume the darkness of our greed. O Lord, from envy, set us free to be what you made us to be."
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.